Michigan's wet, rainy spring is now taking its toll as farmers head to their fields in search of a harvest. The USDA October crop report predicts Michigan will see some of the lowest crop production for corn and soybeans in more than a decade. Let's see what this all means as we say hello to Teresa Sisson, who's a field crops specialist for the Michigan Farm Bureau. So, Teresa, what's in the October forecast? Start with corn production.
So from what USDA is predicting, they're looking at Michigan corn production being down roughly 9% from where we were at last year. Yields, they're actually estimating to be up a little bit, but because we had so few acres planted, that's why we're going to see our production levels probably be down.
And we're talking how long has it been since we had this level of corn production?
So corn production, the last time we saw production this low would have been 2004.
Oh boy. And what about soybeans?
So for soybeans, that's kind of the bigger story. We're looking at production potentially being down 30%.
And that would be the lowest, again, in more than a decade?
Yes, that's the lowest since 2008.
So why is soybean production so much worse than corn?
A lot of it just had to do with the weather and when people could get planted. They were trying to get corn planted, and then it just got to the point where they couldn't really get anything planted. And also some of it had to do with the way their crop insurance worked. For some of them, it was a little bit better for them to maybe plant corn but not plant soybeans. And it just kind of depends on where they were at in the state and how late they got into the season that, unfortunately, they just were not able to get acres of soybeans planted.
So this is, we can all kind of dump this in the lap of weather with that wet, rainy May and June we had?
Yes, this has to do predominantly with that. It was so wet that farmers couldn't get out into the fields. They couldn't get things planted, so therefore, you know, we're going to see production down. And then also what they did get planted was planted later than normal. So when you're planting a crop later, you're typically going to see lower yields too. So also adding to the decline in production.
All right. So what does this mean for Michigan's farmers, especially the ones who are coping with the problems posed by the trade tensions with China? Because soybean farmers are really caught in the middle of that, aren't they?
They are. It's tough to say exactly the impact. It's going to depend more farmer to farmer what it's going to be. It'll definitely be a hit to their bottom lines. It's going to affect the farm economy as a whole just because you're seeing such a great decline and farmers were already struggling. So we don't know the final impact. Obviously, we're especially just getting into the start of harvest, but we do know there's going to be a pretty large impact from this year.
And I guess, is it too early to project an impact on the state's overall economy?
It is too early. I think the ones that will probably see it first are some of those smaller, more rural towns that really depend on farmers to come in and, you know, buy food at the local diner, use the tire shop, things like that. I think those are the communities that will probably be impacted first just because the farmers are not going to be able to come in and make some of those extra purchases they maybe had made in the past.
Teresa, what about the outlook for other crops, you know, sugar beets or fruit? What are we thinking?
So really when it comes to field crops, they're all down across the state. Dry beans, so your black beans, navy beans, things like that, we're looking at production down 15%. And sugar beets, they're looking at a roughly 6 to 7% decline in production for this year.
And I know we spoke on this program with peach growers who were bemoaning what the wet spring had meant for them. So are we seeing fruit crops down too?
Yes, I don't have numbers on those specifically, but we are seeing some declines, and some of that has to do with the wet weather we're seeing now as well as they're trying to get some of those crops harvested. They're having some challenges just because of the wet weather now.
In fact, that's what I was going to end with, was what could the weather be doing now that could help improve things for the crops that still have to be, they're in there. I mean, what's the best case scenario and the worst case scenario with the weather?
The worst case scenario would be a killing freeze right now, because we have a lot of crops that, because they were planted late, they're not mature yet. So we need some more heat units. If we could get some warmer weather, some sunny days, and some wind to help dry out from the rain we have had, that would kind of be the best case scenario. So crops could mature and farmers could get out there and harvest before we have a killing freeze.
Okay, and I know I thought I saw frost on the roof, you know, one morning this week. We've had some pretty chilly evenings.
We have had some chilly days. We've had some frost, which will damage the crops a little bit, but the killing freeze would be if we get below 28 degrees, it'll kill the plants completely. So if we can keep it above that and avoid as much frost as possible, that would be good for these farmers.
Teresa Sisson, who is a field crop specialist for the Michigan Farm Bureau. Teresa, thank you.
Thank you very much.